Siyababingelela ke bonke abazalwane ngegama lenkosi uJesu.
We greet all the brethren in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sithokoze kakhulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu asivumele sihlangane ngalendlela la endlini nabasilaleleyo ngemsakazo nangamagagaso moya siyabamukela futhi.
And we thank the Lord for this opportunity that we can be together, and we welcome everyone, those who have also joined us by live stream and other means.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasibusisa ke sindawonye sihlangane ndawonye asibusise ngomculo nangezwi lakhe uNkulunkulu sibusiseke.
May the Lord bless us as we are together through the singing, and may the Lord be with us in everything.
Cela sithandazeni.
Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu siyazinikela kuwe esandleni sakho kulesi sikhathi samanje.
Our Lord, we commit ourselves to you at this time.
Nguwe uNkulunkulu omkhulu ongumnini amandla onke ophethe zonke izinto esandleni sakho.
You are great. You are the Almighty. Everything you keep in your hand.
Sesihlangene ke Nkosi Jesu njengabantwana bakho kuba sizokukhonza sikudumise. Siyacela ukuthi usilekelele uNkulunkulu ngomsa wakho bephakathi kwethu busise konke okuzokwenziwa kusuka manje kuze bese egcineni.
And Lord, as we are gathered to worship and praise you, we pray that you would take everything from the beginning to the end into your hands.
Konke sicela ngothemba igama lomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu.
We ask all of this trusting the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Njoba nibona ke abaningi baphumile bayoshumayela endaweni ezahlukene. Namhlanje ba kuyisonto nje nekhwaya siyibona ukuthi ayiphelele. Kodwa ke siyathandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze ngamandla akhe.
As you can see, many have gone out to take services elsewhere, and the choir is also diminished. But we ask and pray that the Lord would work through His power.
Ikhwaya izocula kamaculo abemathathu lokuqala ngelesibhunu siye kwelesingisi sigcine ngelesizulu. Lesibhunu lokuqala lithi uJesu Kristu ungumnini amandla onke uphethe zonke izinto esandleni sakhe. Mkhulu ungumsindisi wethu, uyasibhabhadisa ngomoya wakhe oyingcwele. Sibabaza igama lakhe sithi mkhulu uyababazeka uNkulunkulu ngezikhathi zonke. Lesingisi amazwi amahubo, mbonga uJehova mphefumulo wami, nakho konke okukimi makubabaze igama lakhe. UNkulunkulu ungumnini amandla wonke uphakeme, uNkulunkulu uyephuza ukuthukuthela, kodwa umusa wakhe mkhulu kakhulu. Ngakho ke masilibonge silidumise igama lakhe uNkulunkulu ngoba ungumnini amandla onke. Lesizulu nami sengikhululiwe, ngangiboshiwe.
Choir will sing three songs, an Afrikaans song, English and a Zulu song. The Afrikaans song we sing about Jesus, who is our great Redeemer, and He has done so much. So let us take the word forth. Every word in the Bible, every chapter is an accomplishment of what the Lord has done. So we thank the Lord who has come to save us of our sins, and He is now the ruler of our heart, and that is why we thank Him. And the Zulu song that we sing, we say, we have also been saved. We were in bondage, but now we've been saved. What about you? Have you been saved? Or are you still in bondage in your sin? And now we are on our way home. One day when we will be at home, where we will rest and be there with our Lord.
Jesus is der Verloser, lag in Bergen ist der Klang. Jesus ist die Furchen Jesier, unser Gepuesta Prenn. Jesus ist die Heilige Gruppe, Glorie, Halleluja, sing, Halleluja, in uns verbleib, uns weit, uns vorne.
Just asked those that have been to India now just to maybe report back in a and share with you what God has done.
Ecela ukuthi ke laba bese ndiya beze kuze basicobelele ukuthi bahambe kanjani.
Good morning everybody.
Yanibikelela nonke.
It was such a great privilege for me that I was could be part of the team that went to India.
Kube intanta kimina ukuba nami ngibe ingxenye yalabo abe bese ndiya.
When I left with a bit of a concern in my heart, wondering what do I do in India.
Lapha ngihamba ngahamba nginakho ukuzibuza ukuthi yini engizofike ngiyenze eNdiya.
But I can only say, India, the people, the brethren there won my heart.
Kodwa ke okwenzekile abazalwane baseNdiya bayizuzile inhliziyo yami.
Even their food won my heart.
Ngisho nokudla kwabo kwayizuza inhliziyo yami.
I can't stop thinking since I'm back of all these brethren in India.
Angikwazi ukuthi ngibambe ukungacabangi ngakho konke okwenzekile siseNdiya.
This thirst and this hunger that I've experienced in the life and in the soul of these people.
Lokho kulamba nokomela nokoma kwemphefumulo yabo bemela izwi lenkosi.
They are hungry for the truth.
Balomele iqiniso.
That nation lives in bondage and in the darkness. They worship so many gods, thousands of gods.
Leso sizwe sisebugqileni nasekuboshweni. Ngezono bakhonza onkulunkulu abaningi abahlukahlukeneyo.
The one day they brought a lady to us just to greet us, to Sestella and to myself, just that we greet her.
Ngolunye usuku baletha omunye wesifazane ukuba azobabingelela yena noMrs. Hlongwane.
And as we saw her, we realized this lady is bound.
Lapho bembona babona baphawula ukuthi lo wesifazane uboshiwe.
And as we started speaking to her, we realized and the life she lived, she was forced into marriage.
Lapho beqala ke bekhuluma naye baphawula babona ukuthi uphoqelelwe emshadweni abengadingi yena ukwengena kuwo.
And how she had to accept and believe because she was told she's worth nothing, she's useless, she can't do anything.
Waphoqelelwa ukuthi emukele leso simo ngoba etshela ukuthi yena akalutho nje akalukhanalo.
And that is the belief because their gods tell them you nothing, you worth nothing, you can't do anything.
Kuyinkolo nje yabo abathize leyo ngoba onkulunkulu babo babatshela ukuthi abalutho.
And how we could help her and explain to her about our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, that He created her and He's got a purpose for her life as well.
Sasi simxoxela ke simtshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu noJesu unenhloso ngaye kukhona amdalele khona.
And at the end of our stay there was a call and she got up and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sesi semaphethelweni ke esikhathi sethu sikhona eNdiya sathola ucingo olushoyo ukuthi lowo wesifazane usemamukele uJesu.
And what also came to my heart while we were there is I couldn't stop thinking of us here in South Africa, what we all have here.
Lapho sikhona lena ke ngangilongicabanga ngibuthi hey thina la thina esilining from Africa kasi siyaqonda yini ngalokho esinakho la.
To think of Reverend Stegen, what he went through till he received the revival.
Ukucabanga lokho uba umfundisi sike nedlula kukho thina ke saze sazuza leli ivangeli.
And I thought of all of us, we Reverend Sting went ahead and he prepared the way for us, so to say.
Ngacabanga ke ngathi sonke ukuthi uba umfundisi wahamba phambili wayingqala butho wayiphendla indlela ukwenzela ukuba kusizakale thina.
And we can enjoy the blessings, the daily blessings. There's nothing we can say we're lacking.
Thina ke manje sesithokozela lezo ibusiso. Asikukho akukho singasho sithi sikweswele ngokwevangeli.
And I thought, what a danger, what a responsibility we don't have.
Ngacabanga ukuthi kazi siyaqonda yini ukuthi sinomsebenzi ongakanani phambi kwethu ekumphileleni uNkulunkulu.
We live in a comfort. We live in the comfort.
Sikhila thina ekunethezekeni la iNingizimu Afrika.
It is such a danger. May the Lord help us that we don't take things for granted and we forget about all the souls that go lost because we are busy with ourselves.
Kwangathi ke singayithathe kalula thina lokhu esinakho. Sicabangisise ukuthi uNkulunkulu sidinga sikukuphi. Singayicabangeli nje thina kuphela kodwa sicabangele imphefumulo elephandle elahlekayo.
And what touched me also is the day when we left.
Kwangithinta futhi okunye ngosuku esasuka ngalo.
As we were driving on the road to the main road, on the left side and right side, all the people from the congregation were lining up and waving goodbye to us.
Sesiphuma ke kuleyo ndawo esasikuyona sihamba sesibheke emgwaqeni omkhulu. Bonke abakhona laba esasikubona kulelo bandla bemi ngapha nangapha komgwaqo bonke bethathaza besivalelisa.
Tears came to my eyes and I couldn't stop thinking of about 40 years back when Reverend Stegen and the team would leave somewhere. We would also saying goodbye to them, and when they came back we would expect them and welcome them with great joy.
Saze ngaze ngafinyikelwa zinyembezi lapho ngicabanga eminyakeni ebalelwe emashumi namane edlule okwakuthi uma ngabe akukhona abaphumayo behamba beyoshumayela nathi sime sikele ngaphandle sithathaza kubona sibafisele okuhle noma sibebuya sibemukele futhi ngayo leyo ndlela.
And it's my cry and my prayer, may we not lose that what the Lord has given us.
Kwangathi ke inkosi ingasiza ukuba singalahlekelwa yilokho inkosi esiphe khona.
Pray for the people in India. They want revival and they're very, very sincere.
Sibakhulekeleke abantu baseNdiya ngoba nabo bayidinga imvuselelo futhi bayilangazelela impela.
Part of my heart stayed there if I think of the brethren there.
Kuba ngathi ingxenye yenhliziyo yami isele khona eNdiya uma ngicabanga ngabazalwane abalapha eNdiya.
And I want to thank you again the mission for the privilege I had that I could be part of this team.
Ngithanda ukubonga futhi mission ukuba nami ingibalele kulabo abebehambile baya khona.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.
Nami ngiyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba lokuthi ngikwazi ukukhuluma la kubazalwane.
I'm also very thankful for this opportunity that I have, that I can speak to you, brethren.
Ngiyafakaza futhi ngiyahlanganyela nomakoti uBrigitte lokho asekhulumile.
And I testify and I stand together with what Tante Brigitte said.
Kube inhlanhla, kube umusa nesibusiso nami ukuhamba kanye naye umakoti nomalume nobabunzwakele.
It's a privilege to go and an honor to go with her, with Uncle Dietmar, and with Baba Dube.
Ngibukile ngabona ithuba lomusa, ithuba engibukile ukuthi leli thuba belingangifanele ngempela.
Was a time of grace, and I also saw that it was a time that I did not deserve to go.
Kodwa ngabuka uJesu ngambona ngambonga ukuthi angiphi ithuba lokuthi ngiyofakaza ngemsebenzi yakhe emkhulu.
But I saw the Lord Jesus in a wonderful opportunity where we could testify about his great works.
Ngifike mina ke ngakhunjuzwa noma ngithi ngavuselelwa kabusha kulokho uJesu angenzele khona.
I was reminded and I was revived once again about that which the God has done for me.
Abantu baseNdiya baboshiwe bengithi mina ngiyayazi indaba yokhonza amadlozi ngibuke kabusha lapha yana.
The people of India are bound. I thought that I understood what it is to be in bondage with ancestral worship, but they are truly bound.
Ububi ubukuzwa bungadingi ukubuka. You could feel evil around you mawuhamba.
The evil around you was you could just feel it.
UJesu igama lakhe ukuthi ngegama lenkosi bekumele kuhlale la emlonyeni wami.
You had to hold back the words where you would say in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Bekufanele ukuthi ngikusho njalo.
And I had to always say it.
Ngenxa yokuthi mina umehluko omkhulu kumuntu ongakaze evula impilo yakhe ayivulela ukhonza amadlozi nomuntu obephila impilo enkhululwe kuyona. Ase umahluko omkhulu kumuntu ongakaze khonza amadlozi nomuntu ophuma empilweni lengkhululwe kuyona.
There is such a big difference between someone who has not lived in the life of ancestral worship and someone who has been freed from that life.
Bekufanele njalo sonke besukwenza kodwa ngibona ngathi mina kuphindwe kaningi ukuthi njalo senze lokho okushiwe iBhayibheli ukuthi thandaza ungaphezi.
We have been doing it, but it was reminded once again that we do it without ceasing, as God's word says, pray without ceasing.
Besizwela ukuthi yabona manje we are in the enemy's camp. Sesizosukela uSathane manje endaweni yakhe.
We were truly right there in the enemy's camp.
Manje abantu akade sihlanganyele nabo, abantu akade bezwela ubizo lokushumayela ivangeli.
The people that had gathered there with us were those that had a call to proclaim, to bring the gospel.
Futhi njengoba eshumakoti abantu abanothando, abantu abayinikele futhi.
As Santa Brigitta said, it's people that have love and people that are dedicated.
Kodwa ubona ukuthi kukhona kwabanye okusasilele.
But you could see that among some there was something that was lacking.
Ekuqaleni masebesiqeda ukushumayela nokufakaza bekulukhuni ukuthi bafike bezokhuluma bezoyihlambulula.
In the beginning, after it had been preached, it was difficult for them to come and cleanse their lives.
Bekudinga sigcizelele ukuthi ukuzwizwe lubunye noNkulunkulu uyadinga ukuthi uvume izono zakho.
And we had to encourage and enforce it on them, saying, you know, if you want to have communion with God, your life must be right with God.
Abanye bebesho ukuthi sasengayivuma mina izono zami kodwa ngayivuma kuNkulunkulu.
And there were those that said, I have confessed my sins, I confessed them to God.
Kodwa ubona mebethandaza ukuthandaza kwabo ukuthi ukuthandaza komuntu desperate.
But when they prayed, you realized that it was a desperate prayer, someone who's desperate.
Yabona ukuthi umuntu athandaze kodwa lokuthi Jesu, Jesu ngisize ngisize mama. Uyabona ubona ukuthi ukube sengathi khona into evimba lo mkhuleko uyayizwa futhi naye.
With this that desperate cry as they crying out to the Lord, but you realize, you understand that they cannot get to God. That's why they're praying that way.
Kwadinga lasifike lasifanele sibancenge khona sitotobisane kahle ukuthi ukuvunywa kwamaphutha kuyayenza breakthrough ukuthi uzokuthi ngiyaxhumana noNkulunkulu.
And how we are to invite them and share so that the light would come to them, that you see you need to make your life right so that you can be in communion with God.
Sibafundela amavesa njengalelo kuIsaiah 59 ukuthatha uNkulunkulu isandla sama sifinyeziwe ukuthi ngingekusize.
And we encourage them with verses like Isaiah 59, where the Lord says, my hand has not been shortened to help you, but there is something that is between you and me that is hindering it.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu emuhleke futhi sicela nalayekhaya ukuthi bathandaze wafika la uNkulunkulu kusa kubona abantu.
And God in his goodness, and also asking the brethren here at the mission to pray, the Lord worked and opened their eyes.
Abanye befika kube lula aqala akhuluma ubona ukuthi abantu bayawazi amaphutha acela uNkulunkulu ukuthi amsize.
There were those that came and easily you understood when you heard they know what sin is and they were able to bring it out and ask God for help.
Kodwa kwabanye bubona ukuthi uyathanda kodwa ikhona into emsithayo bumbona ukuthi khona umshikashika nabambana nawo khona la.
And then others came and you realized they want to do it. But there was something that blinded them. There was darkness. They did not know how to do it.
Abanye bokwazi ukubona nasemehlweni phakathi ukuthi uyafuna ukuyisho lento kodwa uyasaba.
And others, you could see it in their eyes. They want to say, spit it out, but they are afraid.
Bese umncenge kahle uthi asibuyele emuva kusukela la wakhula khona ekhaya benenza kanjani kuze kufike la sikhona.
And then you would go with him from when you were young until you are now where you are now.
Mhlambe kwabanye kuzwakala kulula lento kodwa kumuntu okade ekhonza iThixo umshikashika onzima kabi.
To someone it just sounds as something easy. But to someone who worshiped idols, this is very difficult.
Bese kufike phuzu nelodwa nje ubona khamise nje akhamise nje kube likhulu kuyisho lento afuna kuyisho.
And coming to a point and you see them open their mouth but they can't say what they want to say.
Bese simncenge sithandaze simncenge azayisho lento asaba kuyisho.
And we invite them, beseech them, pray with them, and then finally they say it.
Ngiza ngimtshele ngidlalelake, thandaza wena ke, awulibize leli gama, thana ngegama lika Jesu Christu.
And then I would encourage them, I'd say, now you pray, and say like this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Uzo ukuthi uyathandaza kodwa ulanda kude leli gama lika Jesu Christu.
And then you hear the person pray. But the name of the Lord Jesus is something which they're taking far away.
Uma selishilo besikhala sobabili.
And when they said it, we both would cry.
Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi wanqoba umuntu.
Because you understand that the person has been victorious and has overcome.
Uzubone inhla, ubone into ngathi inhlansi phakathi emehlweni akhe.
And then you would see that small spark in the eye.
Ubona ubuso bakhe bujika phambi kwakhe ijabule umuntu.
And you see the face change before you as the person gets joy.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu osinikele livangeli lenkosu Jesu Christu ivangeli lenqoba isono noSathane.
We thank God that has given us this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It helps a person overcome Satan.
Ngiyethemba ukuthi phakathi kwethu akekho selijwayele leli gama sokuyisiko lakwasiza abantu nje.
And I trust that we have not lost sight of the power of that name and that we say it's just a tradition here at Kwasiza Bantu.
Cha, amandla okusindiswa, amandla esiphambano.
There is no salvation other than through the cross.
Ngoluyo soko obusuku bilo obhlukene ngezwe kukhona into ethi kimi tathakusa nje phakathi kwa 1 no 2 ukuthi vuka.
And I think it was at 2 evenings I had something at 12 1:00 in the morning that said wake up.
Mangiphaphama ngezwe ukuthi impi la endlini.
As I woke up I realized the battle is here in this room.
Ngakuqa ngamadolo ngamemeza athi egama lenkosu Jesu Christu siphiwe ukunqoba.
And I went onto my knees and I cried out in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant us victory.
Ngakusasa izinto bezenzeka ngaqonda ukuthi uSathan usicasukele.
And the things that happened on the following day, I realized that Satan was furious.
Kodwa ngiyabonga ukuthi bengihamba nabantu abakhonza uNkulunkulu, abantu ababiza uJesu aphendule.
And I was thankful that I went with a team that served the Lord Jesus and that prayed and the Lord would hear.
Bengithi ngizonicela nonke nini nishumayela ivangeli la nani niphilele uJesu Kristu ukuthi asimphilele ngempela uJesu.
And it is my prayer that you who preach the gospel and you there who are living for the Lord, may you live for the Lord with all your heart.
Wazi ukuthi mangithi Jesu Kristu usho ngoba uxhumene naye ngeqiniso.
And that when you say Jesus Christ, it is because you are truly in contact with him.
Ngoba uyokutshela uSathane njengoba atshela madodana kaSkeva.
And Satan will tell you, as he told Skeva's sons,
Athu Jesu Kristu ngiyamazi no Paulu ngiyamazi wena ubani?
Says Jesus Christ I know, Paul I know, but you, who are you?
Nale nkonzo esimbulelo yokuyihlambulula akuyona usiko lakwasiza abantu. Yinto esonqoba ngayo umhlaba, yinto eshiwe eBhayibhelini esonqoba ngayo umhlaba ngoJesu Kristu.
And the service that we have gotten to learn of purifying and cleansing your life is not a tradition of kwasiza abantu, it is something that has been taught by God.
Njengoba futhi umakoti ethintile abazalwane balaphayana bamunye into esiyibonile bamunye enkosini.
And as St. Brigitte said, the people there, they are one. They are one in God.
Lokho uNkulunkulu abaphe khona, lokho abambulele khona, bathembekile kikho.
That which the Lord has given them, that which the Lord has revealed to them, they are remaining faithful to that.
Futhi bayakhonzana. Lokho uJesu akushoyo ukuthi asikhonze omunye nomunye. Bayakwenza, basikhonzile sasazana amahloni.
And they serve each other. The way that they treated us and served us, we were even embarrassed.
Baze basho ukuthi okunye bakufunde lapha kwabamfundisi ngenkathi bekhonzwa uNaomi neingane zikababa, bathi anosikhonzela kusister Naomi neingane zikababa.
And they said, some of that they also learned when they came to Reverend Stegan's home, and Naomi and the other sisters, the way that they served them, and they said, please, we must send greetings to Sister Naomi and the others.
Okunye ngikubukile laphayana ukuthi laba bantu abangamazi uJesu Kristu abakhonza inkolo yakubo yobuHindu.
Another thing I realized, those who do not know the Lord Jesus, who are Hindus,
bakwenza ngeimpilo zabo zonke ngoba bakholelwa ukuthi iyona ndlela lena.
They do it with all their hearts because they believe that is the way.
Abakhonza inkawu bayikhonza ngeenhliziyo zonke.
Those who worship the monkeys, they do that with all their heart.
Benze nesithixokazi esikhulu esinobuso benkawu.
They even made a giant idol with the face of a monkey.
Maungene itolo zakhona uhlankatshezwa, maungena nje sicabheni uhlankatshezwa isithixo esikhulu esingaka esiwumuntu kodwa onekhala lendlovu.
And then you go into a shopping or into a shop and what greets you is a giant idol, the man but the nose like an elephant.
Sefanele masingena thina uthandaze ukuthi hawo ngegama lika Jesu Kristu. Mkhulu kimi kunalezinto abayikhonza lana.
But as you enter, you pray and you say in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the name that is greater than the one whom I see here.
Ma ungene stolo sokudla kukhona isithixo futhi.
And if you get into a place where you can buy food, there's another idol.
Dinga ngithandaze futhi ngegama lika Jesu Kristu mkhulu kimi kunalento eyenzeka lana.
And then you pray and you say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is greater in me than the one who I see here.
Emgwaqo mawuhamba yithixo ngapha nangapha yedotshiwe neyimisiwe.
And as you travel on the road, there are idols all over, those that are painted on and those that are put there.
Bese ke drobheni kukhona iinkomo leze inkulu amaBrahman.
And in the towns and the cities, there are these really big cattle, the Brahmans.
Why thinta nje leyo nkomo nje kabi uye jele.
If you touch that that beast in horrible way, you go to jail.
Ngoba o nkulunkulu bakhona bababiza ukuthi o mama.
Because those gods there, they call mothers.
Abayidli inyama yakhona, wayihlaba nje inkomo yakhona uyejele.
They don't eat meat. And if you would slaughter one of those cattle, you go to jail.
Abayisengi futhi bafuye kuthiwa yini malume? Lezi nkomo abayifuyile ezasendle. Ama buffaloes bafuye wona, basenga wona ngoba bakwazi ukusenga omama ngoba bangcwele.
They don't milk the cows, so those are their holy mothers, so they breed with buffaloes, and that's where they get their milk from.
Uma kungenzeka ukuthi uyahamba ngemoto ufice ukuthi le nkomo isimile kanjena, awukuhazi nje kuyidlavaza noma kanje, fanele umizi isuke yona endleleni.
And as you travel with your car and this the cattle is in the way, you wait for it to move. You cannot make it move.
Kulaba abadayisa amaklabishi nani, uma kungenzeka ithande kuyodla iklabishi laphayana, uyajabula ukuthi umama uzongibusisa.
And if you are selling cabbages, the cow will come and you'll eat of your cabbage, and it will be a blessing to you because mother has come to bless you.
Uma beyakha indlu ke entsha, abakwazi ukungena kuleyo ndlu, fanele umama azoyibusisa kuqala.
If you're building a new house, they cannot go into the house. First, mother must come and bless the house.
Bayayiqhuba le nkomo enkulu bayifake la endlini. Uma ingakachami la endlini, abangeni.
And then they lead the cow into the home. And if the cow has not yet urinated in the home, they do not enter.
Masiqedileke bayajabula ukuthi umama sebabusisileke sebangangena endlini yabo.
And thereafter they are happy because their home is blessed and then they go in.
Bakholwa ngenhliziyo nangomoya ngisho no government wabo seze wathi inkolo yabo inkolo is the state religion.
And they believe it with their hearts, their whole soul. Even government has said that is the state religion. And why have I related this with all these details? I'm not trying to depict how evil they are. How I saw this, that which they see before their eyes, they do with all their hearts.
Kase ngithi mina ke nathi esithi sithola inkosi yamakhosi lo Jesu ofe wavuka kasi senze njani?
We who say we have the Lord Jesus in our hearts, he who died for us and was raised again, what do we do?
Ngoba thina sazi ukuthi siphetho kuyikhona khona, siphetho kungcono.
We know that we have something which is the right thing and is better.
Ukuphilisana kwethu, ukumkhonza kwethu, ukuphathana kwethu, kazi kunjani?
The way we treat each other, the way we serve him, what is it like?
Futhi nabo labo bazalwana balapha ke, indlela ababahlonipha ngayo abaholi babo nakho kungithintile enhlizweni yami.
And the way that the people there, the way they respect their leaders, it touched my heart.
Babambisene nabaholi babo, bayabazisa, umuntu nomuntu bambeka endaweni yakhe.
They work together with their leaders. They acknowledge them. Each and every one has their place.
Ubabunzwakela wasethi kimi nanga umholi wabo omkhulu sefikile, asibafundise nathi ukuthi amaZulu siyabahlonipha abaphathi.
And then Baba Dube said, now their great leader has now come. Now let's show them how the Zulus treat them.
Wahamba Baba Dube wafika waguqa phambi kwakhe, nami emva kwakhe, nami ngaguqa phambi kwababunzwakele, sabakhombisa ukuthi nathi amaZulu siyakwazi ukuhlonipha abaphathi bethu.
And Baba Dube went and knelt before him, and Aunt Stella came and she knelt behind him, showing their respect.
Malume naye mayizomxhawula naye wehle esihlalweni waguqa ngamadolo.
And even Uncle Dietmar, when he came to greet him, he also went on his knees.
Bazalwane kuningi sibukile. Nkulunkulu simbonile. Siyabonga nemkhuleko yenu kakhulu.
There's so much we saw. We saw God at work and we thank you for all your praise.
Ngiyacela futhi ngokuyithoba okukhulu ukuthi lona lothola ithuba lokufakaza ngoJesu, lokuvula imbhalo akhulume koJesu akakwenze.
With humility I ask each and everyone who has an opportunity to testify about the Lord or to open the scripture and share the word, may you do that.
Ngizwile umalumetha abantu baseNdiya cisho bala ku 1.6 billion mangizwe kahle ukuthi bona abaningi emhlabeni wonke.
If I heard correctly, I think Uncle Dietmar said India, they have a population of 1.6 billion. It's the greatest population in the world.
Kuthiwa mawuhlanganisa baseNdiya nabaseChina sebenza uhafu womhlaba wonke.
If you take the people in India and the people in China and you combine them, it is half the earth's population.
Kodwa la sikhona bekuyiconsa lincane kuningi la kusadinga ivangeli lihambe khona anduba ibuye inkosi yethu.
Now, where we were, that was just a drop in the great ocean. There's so much work to be done before God returns.
Kodwa umkhuleko wami ukuthi lapho la sikhona asiphile lempilo asiyenze lento kaNkuluNkulu lapho la sikhona.
But there where we are, may we live for the Lord and may we do what the Lord wants us to do.
Uma ekusiza omunye umzalwane thoba uNkuluNkulu sifundisizwe elikhulu kabi lapha. Thoba ubabunzwakale bafundisa nabo ukuthi zakewu yehle emthini uyonqoba ngokwehle emthini.
And if another brother or sister helps you, humble yourself. Being humble is something we learned, and Baba Dube also shared with them and said, yes, like Zacchaeus, come down from the tree.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Well, you've heard a lot already. Although
this is
only a drop in the ocean, I can only say,
ngingasho nje lokhu,
nina maZulu angibeki thina eceleni, kodwa nine responsibility enkulu kabi, uNkulunkulu wasivakashela, kodwa phakathi kwaZulu. Mina ngikubonileke. Mina ngikubona ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenzisa bona.
You Zulus have got a big responsibility. Without that we put ourselves on the side, but I've seen that God is using the Zulu people.
Yeah. Ungasho ukuthi hayi angilutho. Hayi angiphiwe. Vula inhliziyo. Ivule nje. Ba. Uzombona uNkulunkulu angasebenza enzani. Yabona umsomhlongwane ukhulumile. Kodwa bazalwane angazi ukuthi niyezwa yini. Nizwa ngempela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyadinga abantu bakhe.
Don't tell yourself that you are nothing, you are not gifted, but you've heard what Mrs. Hlongwane has said. But God uses his people.
So I'll maybe approach it a bit differently. You know, when you go to a foreign country and you see the darkness, as we've heard, but then on the other hand, you see the spark of God's fire starting.
Besubona kolunye uhlangothi inhlansana kaNkuluNkulu ayiqalayo.
Then I had to think and also was told, you know who came of the disciples from Jerusalem right up to northeast of India? You know who that disciple? A disciple, one of the eleven, Thomas, left everything to go to India.
Besucabanga ke omunye wabafundi uThomas owasuka wadabula omunye wabafundi bakaJesu wadabula wazofika eNdiya.
And we wonder why had God and what is God's plan that this one disciple, who they called the doubting one, but he was the one that forsook everything. Don't ever despise a person. He went right to this foreign country where he later was murdered.
Besucabanga ke lo mfundo yedwa owayinganakekile nje telelekile phakathi kwabafundi bakaJesu kodwa wahamba wazowafinyelela kulelozwe kwakhona okwenzakalayo.
Yeah. Then you think of many other missionaries. I had to think of William Carey. He was also sent by God. These are all people over the centuries that sowed the seed in that country.
Bese ngicabanga ke ngomunye wethunywa zevangeli William Carey naye owathunywa uNkulunkulu wahamba wahambisa indaba kaNkulunkulu.
These people denied themselves and we sit. I don't say you must know. No. But what are we doing? What are we doing, as we've heard just now, to reach out to others? You can do it right here. Right here. What do you do to reach out to others?
Laba bantu babethunyiwe besetshenziswa uNkulunkulu bese ngicabanga ke thina ke sila thina nje sila yikuphi thina esikwenzayo senzani ukuba qhubeke ivangeli.
Ask yourself the question, when I get up in the morning, what is my calling? What is my calling? Am I busy with that?
Bese uzibuza ke na umbuzo ukuthi ikuphi wena okwenzayo, ubizo lwakho luyini? Kazweni sokwayibuza lo mbuzo ukuthi wena uNkulunkulu ukudalele kuphi.
And you know, when you hear how the Reverend there met up with Reverend Stegan, how it happened, he visited in Durban and how he was told about this place.
Bese ucabanga ke ngendlela uzwa ngendlela abahlangana ngayo nomfundisi Stegan behlangana nabeThekwini baxoxela ngalendawo.
And he came here and how his one visit brought these two men of God together.
Le ngokuvakasha nje okodwa aya kubona eThekwini base behlangana.
Reverend Stegan wasn't here that day. He told us he was somewhere else. But when he heard this Indian pastor coming, he says, tell him to wait. I'm flying in now. I'm going to want to meet him. He could have said, I'm not here. No, but you hear a man that's got an ear to hear. People, come. Come, I don't know how we're going to say and do it. Let's give our lives to God.
Lapho ezubaba mfundisi ukuthi lo mfundisi waseNdiya uyeza uzofika lapha eThekwini, wasethi ngimtshelena ngikho la ezweni lakithi ngizofika, mtshelena ngilinde ngize ngifike.
2020, I think it was 2011, uba mfundisi waya khona. Reverend Stegan went to India to this place.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kwaku unyaka ka-2011 lapho uba umfundisi eya khona keNdiya uvakashela laba bantu.
Never complain it's too hot in this auditorium. Never ever. If you complain, we'll send it to India where it's 45 degrees and you got to preach and you got to interpret. When you finished, you're wet, your whole body's wet, you are drained. So never ever in that heat.
Nawe ungabi nokhonona ukuthi hey kuyashisa le auditorium hey kushisa kangaka ukufuna ukuhamba eNdiya khona uzobona kahle la amazinga khona phezulu ngo 45 ujuluke ushumayele uyahumusha ujuluke bemanzi te.
Where's Mrs. Olson? Is she here? Mrs. Olson? Maybe she's listening. But our brother Chel Olson died, passed away in that from that church. And you know, I maybe speak like a fool, but maybe it's part of the blood of his children that had to be spilled to reach out to these people.
Isithi mhlambe uMrs. Olson ukhona la, ubaba Olson kwakuChel Olson wahamba emhlabeni wedlulela ekulelo sonto wayishumayela kuleyo ndawo leyo ekuhambeni kwakhe emhlabeni.
So to our sister Mrs. Olson, maybe one day when God shows you the reason and everything, you will say, well, maybe the tears I shed was not for naught.
Kumbe ngolunye usuku uMrs. Olsen uyocabanga ukuthi inyembezi engayikhala ngokuhamba kumyeni wami za ayibanga yise.
So when you're there, this is my now how I look at it. When you're there, you see the seed that was sown by the missionaries, by Thomas, by all over these years. Maybe it's now the time that this seed is germinating and growing.
Lapho ngikhona lapha ngacabanga ngabuka ukuthi kumbe le mbewu eyahlwanyelwa abantwana bakaNkulunkulu oThomas nabanye kumbe manje kulesi sikhathi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi iqhume imilithelithele.
He's got a vision. When you listen to him, it's as if you listen to Reverend Stegan. He's got a vision to build a church together 10 million people.
Unombono lo yamfundiswa lapha endiya mayikhuluma uzwa ngize ngicabanga umfundisi Stegeni unombono ukuthi akhe indiya esonto la eyokwazi kumumatha abantu ababalelwa ezigidini eziyishu.
But it's
noma,
not,
yeah,
it's not the building like you think. Their building is just a tent or netting, and you sit on the floor in the fields for hours, on not like benches. You fall asleep on these benches. They've got to sit on the hard floor. Think of it.
Akikho ukuthi wena bafuna ukucabanga ukuthi bakhe indlu yesonto njengale oyicabangayo wena. Kodwa bona bacabanga into enjengenet engaba hamba phezulu noma itende ezoba nkulu bahlale phansi ngoba bona bahlala phansi hayi emabhentshi njengathi ngoba lama bhentshi siyahlala kuze sifikele nobtop.
I could say a lot, but I think it suffices with this last thing.
Kuningi engingakusho kodwa ngibona ukuthi kwanele mangaphetha ngalokho.
In the last few years, many turned their back on Reverend Stegan, this gospel which Christ had revealed to him.
Emnyakeni embalwa edlule abaningi bamhlubukile umfundisi Stegeni balflathela leli vangeli lemvuselelo.
Many things were said about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kuningi okwakhulunywa kushiwo ngevangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu.
In many places it was torn down and, so to say, tried to be torn to pieces.
Eyindaweni izahlakazwa zacindezelwa zaphela.
And there was much that was said. But here are people, in actual fact, when you look, you say, but who are they? But like my wife said, they grow into your heart. I never thought is that the right word, because I must be careful how I say it, that they are such beautiful people inside. I never experienced it in that way.
Kodwa buka ke namba abantu. Abantu engathi abantu abahle ngaphakathi. Ngendlela abanimukela nabantu bangayivani.
But now they the ones that are accepting this gospel. They the ones that are seeking, that are crying, that are confessing their sins. Many people stop confessing. When last did you confess your sin? You, when last? But here are people that this is exactly what they're looking for.
Laba bantu bayalemukela ivangeli, balilangazelele ivangeli, bayinikela bavuma izono zabo, wena wagcina nikuvuma ezakho izono.
May God be merciful to us.
Go
on your knees. Have you tried it? Go on your knees. Speak to Christ. Speak to him. Call to him. Doesn't matter how many years. You call to him because you think the other person, what that person said has hurt me. I don't understand what that person said. And you know, why do they treat me like that? Stop. Just stop in your tracks and say, go on your knees and say, Lord, why? What are you saying to me? That's what we need. We need people There's a lot of work outside. How many of our young people? How many? How many? I'm not saying you must become a missionary, no. But how many feel a calling? We are set here, we've grown up here. We're busy with ourselves and busy with what we do we want to do. We plan over everything. But who's there to say, Lord, what about us? What about me? Are you going to pass me by? You don't want me in your work? If you see the missionaries already, they are sending to Africa. They're sending to Africa. And if then somebody asks me to preach, oh no, it's too difficult. All right, I think I'm going to stop. Ashia-san.
It's also a privilege to me to be back home. It was so wonderful there. It was as if one didn't even want to come back. It's wonderful to preach the gospel and to see God glorifying himself and working. So when we were there, we were asked, can we take all the services? And we said to them, gladly, but you too take some of the services. But they said, no, we want you to teach us. And then towards the end of our stay there, we said, now why don't you also take a couple of services? We also want to hear how you preach. And they said, no, we want you to teach us. And at the time there, we saw God at work, as was said. And this Indian minister whom you saw who came here to the mission, over there he said, Reverend Stephen came to them and he taught them. And we saw ourselves as insignificant, unworthy to teach them. But miraculously, we then continued, and we saw as we continued how God touched them. Now, many over there do not understand English. But and so even in counseling, they had to trust their minister to share their innermost secrets in the presence of their minister because he had to translate to us.
Abanga wena uthi ungavumizono zakho waziwe omunye eninaye kodwa bebenza kanjalo noma ngabe udokotela ngoba abanye odokotela ngivumise mina odokotela bawu 9.
And maybe you don't want anybody who is familiar with you to know any of your sin, but that's what they did. And even people, professional people like doctors, would come and confess their sin. There were 9 doctors who came to me for counseling.
Among alabanta bayi kolo befika futhi bevumizono zabo.
It was amazing to me to see these people, professional with high positions, and they humbled themselves and confessed their sin.
Boshuko chike ringamla njinda wabanye sebe kulumile. Ngase ngibuzo omunye lapha ngathi kuthwani mawuthi siyambonga uNkulunkulu.
And now I won't say so much because you've heard a lot already, but I asked one of the people there, what do you say when you say we thank God?
Oh, praise God. Ngase ngithi base bengifundisa.
And then they taught me.
Uthi stotomia. Uthi stotomia, stotomia.
And that's what they say when they say, praise God.
And basuzeka ngalokho bathi hey bazojabula ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo manje ke mase bengibona njalo nje Stotomiya Pastor Dube Stotomiya Pastor Dube.
And so eventually that's the way we greeted each other, and they were so happy by hearing somebody trying to speak their language, and that won their hearts, and that's they would always come to me and say like that, Pastor Dube.
Woshukuthi ke sibonileke nathi khamba nabantu abanomoya wokuyithoba hayi simangele sabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu ingakho besebenza kanje ngoba bebenomoya wokuyithoba esihamba nabo.
And it's wonderful to have gone with a team that we went with. People were able to humble themselves, and then I don't marvel that God is able to use them because they are able to humble themselves.
Siyabonga Tate. Nobe sesiculelile sicela ke manje sivulele inkonzo kwesibili ngomthandazo.
Thank you to those who led us in singing. Now shall we open again for the second time in prayer.
Nkulunkulu wethu siyakumema Nkosi ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu.
Our God, we invite you to be in our midst.
Khulume nathi Nkosi ngale izwi lakho.
Speak to us, Lord, through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhlanje usuku lwePentecost ngizothi ukuthinta-thinta ngeke ngigxile kakhulu kuzodlulela kwezinye izehluko ebengizwe ngalo kubekekile ngingakayi le e-India.
So today is Pentecost Sunday, so I'll refer to that, but I won't go into depths concerning that. I'll also speak about other or something else which was laid in my heart even before I went to India.
So funda la incwadi yesenzo isahluko sesibili.
So let's read from Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2.
Ngoba namhlanje kusuku kusikhumbula usuku lokuthi iPentecost.
So today we remember that it is Pentecost Sunday.
So qala ke evesini lokuqala isahluko sesibili ukuthululwa kukamoya ongcwele.
So let's start reading there from chapter 2 and verse 1, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
Abebeculisa labaxule iculo lithi bheki bandla lakho selomile thela umoya wakho ongcwele sasicula lelo culo ngenkathi sijonge ukuthi umoya ongcwele wehle phakathi kwethu.
Those who led the singing before the service sang and said, Lord, look at your church, how dry it is. Come and pour out your spirit. That was the song that we sang very much while we were striving for the pouring out of the Holy Spirit before the revival began. But after we had received the Holy Spirit, we no longer sang that song.
Sizocula kanjani inkosi thela umoya ongcwele wehle phakathi kwethu sesutholile asibange sacula ngoba sasicela siyacela uNkulunkulu uthela umoya ongcwele asikukhonzanga kahle uNkulunkulu awuthulule umoya ongcwele.
Because why should we now sing it and say, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit? After having received it, we said, Lord, we didn't serve you aright. Please visit us, that we turn to you, that you pour out your Spirit. Now we had received your Spirit, why should we sing it any further?
Ngenkathi belicula ngathi inkosi ngicule ngoba sengawuthola umoya ongcwele ngase ngithi awu cha ngicule ukuthi uNkulunkulu awuthulule umoya wakho ongcwele kube sizwe.
And then while I was singing, I prayed in my heart and I said, Lord, should I sing this song now because I have received your Holy Spirit? And then the answer came, yes, sing it that others too may receive your Spirit.
Kushukuthi kufana nokuthi mangabe ibhokisi selikhona la abantu beculi iculo bathi sinqobile ithuna linqotshwe kanjalo bona uhambile umuntu manje.
Now it's like when you've got a coffin with a corpse and then they say we've overcome the grave, they sing that song, we've overcome the grave. How can you say we've overcome the grave? Here is a corpse right in front of you.
Bakhale kakhulu ke manje abamndeni thawu basebecula leliculo ukuthi unqotshiwe ithuna kodwa lingaqotshwanga nangu sefile.
And those who have been bereaved, they even become more grievous and they weep even more because they say, now they're just rubbing salt into our wounds. They say death has been overcome, but here we see death in front of us.
Kandilelo culo sase ula ngenkathi abantu sebekhululiwe emoyeni emibi, sebecula abantu sebesindisiwe, bayemukela inkosi bakhululeke madunini bese sithi sinqobile ngegazi lika Jesu.
You know that song, when we would sing it, would be when somebody had been delivered from evil spirits and bondage, and then we'd say, we are victorious through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
now when people sing it, when you're together like that, just another occasion, you wonder, but what have they overcome? Over what have they been victorious? Reverend Stegan would always say, when you sing, take care and pay heed to what you sing.
And
while we came back from Malalan on a trip from Malalan, and we went past Matuba Tuba, and then somebody in the vehicle started singing the song, Lord, you are returning soon to come and fetch us. And the rest of us kept quiet in the vehicle.
Why is that? And
then a person marveled and said, you know why we're keeping quiet?
He said,
now, it's like you're implying we're not going to reach home. The Lord is going to come soon to fetch us, even while we're on our way home. Now, we would like to reach home, so we're not singing. So, should we say, Lord, fetch us even before we reach
Kwasizamantu?
So, when you sing, pay heed to what you sing. Let it be appropriate. And also when you pray, may it be that which makes sense and is meaningful before God. But may it truly be as was sung, Lord, look at your church. Look at the condition of your church. Come and visit us. Also, as we read your word. And it was on their heart and to say, Lord, we didn't serve you aright. Here it says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And so at that time, they all were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now let's go to verse 14. As I said, we're not going to speak about it all. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, Men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. Because when they received the Holy Spirit, these people, then others had the idea, oh, they are drunk, they are intoxicated.
And
they And when we too received the Holy Spirit, when he came down there at Mapumulo, there were those who went against it. And others even forsook us, turned their backs on us, and they said, this is not the Holy Spirit, this is some spirit of fortune telling. Then from verse 15, for these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And you see, we could take just a service about this concerning those who've already received the Holy Spirit. And ask you, as you have received the Holy Spirit, which gifts have you received? And that maybe we may hear, those who are young men and daughters, who of you have seen those visions of which it is spoken? And old men shall dream dreams. So one can be asked that question. As you say, you've received the Holy Spirit, which gifts have you received? Because some, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they receive the gift of prophesying. And prophesying means really to preach. And that's what the prophet Joel uttered. He said, when God pours out his spirit on all flesh, this is what will happen. This is what the young men will receive, the daughters, the old men. And we may ask you, have you received it?
Mandela Amahubo 51, verse 11.
And then Psalm 51, verse
11.
David prays there and he says, Lord, take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Hlambe nawe uthi wawuthola nje umoya ongcwele kade wawemuka wathathwa ngempilo iphilayo kodwa uthi nomoya ongcwele usawuthola.
And maybe you say you have received the Holy Spirit, but maybe God's Holy Spirit has long ago been taken from you and you think you still have him.
Uthi impela ungamthola umoya ongcwele kodwa hlambe usawemuka uma wamthola.
And so you say you've received the Holy Spirit, but maybe he's been taken from you. Where is the evidence of that, that you received God's Holy Spirit? Where are those gifts in your life? You see, concerning this message, we are divided in two groups. Those who've already received the Holy Spirit and those who haven't. And those who need to strive to receive him. And where Jesus said, and he actually said something, he said, oh, how I am distressed that this fire of the Holy Spirit already be kindled. And so it's important that we strive for that, to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because that's what Jesus' desire is. If somebody is my child, he wishes and desires that person should have his spirit. You've received him. Is he still there? So what gifts did you then receive? Maybe it's something we should do at the mission, that we gather together and ask each one and confront each one who says, I've received the Holy Spirit, and say, now what gift did you receive? When we received the Holy Spirit, it was easy to see the evidence of that. It was apparent. And you could see now this person, this is what's happening in their life since they've received the Holy Spirit. And maybe you've never even shared it with your counselor and said, well, this is what the Lord has given me. This is what I see in my life since I've received the Holy Spirit. So I would like you to take that with you and to chew the cud, to consider that and think it over and meditate upon it. Just take it along. As I said, that's the first part of this message, which refers to Pentecost. Because if you have not received the Holy Spirit, even through somebody preaching, if you've not received him, you can receive him right there. And when you come out of that service and you say, while I was listening, this is what happened in my life. And then a person, if you shared with somebody who's knowledgeable about it, you say, you received the Holy Spirit there. Somebody came and he said, he heard Baba Ngubane speak about the Holy Spirit. Who or what is the Holy Spirit? And I said, go and ask your father. Because this person has grown up and he's ignorant about the Holy Spirit. So that is a mystery. If you speak about the Holy Spirit, you speak about someone who's profound, and it's a profound and a deep subject. A person may say, I've received the Holy Spirit. How did you receive him? I went into the water. They baptized me. And I received the Holy Spirit. And then I said, no, I think there's a difference to your Holy Spirit. And the person said, well, while I was counseling with so-and-so, I received the Holy Spirit. I said, how did you receive him? You see how people deceive themselves in so many different ways. Now, I'm going to do something which I've never done before. I'm going to ask them to display a picture here in front of somebody who's not yet chosen the Lord in his life. Do you see that man, the picture of that man? Now, if you see all those animals in his heart, that's a picture of somebody who's not repented.
Leto lapha ngo 1966 singakazi sisibone la noma ngo 64 65 yakwenzeka lento enje ngale empilweni yami.
So in 1964 1965 this was my experience.
Manje ngathi ngilele ebusuku ngaphupha kuphuma zonke lezilwane kumina ngaphakathi ngaphupha iphuma khali ingulube la ikhale lokhuze ukukhalela isilwane ngakuthi ephusheni kuphuma ngikhala kukhala la emlonyeni wami.
I had a dream where all these vile animals came out of my mouth, the pig, and I heard their noises, and in my dream they all came out of my mouth.
Ngaya kumfundisi ekuseni ngathi ngiphuphe kanje ngoba uma ngabe umntwana kaNkulunkulu noma iphuphe njani ufanele uveze.
And so in the morning I went to Reverend Stegan and I said, I had this dream. Because as a child of God, whatever dream you have, share it with your counselor. I wasn't a co-worker at that time. I was just a schoolboy. And then he said, you know, those animals which you saw that came out of your mouth, they represent demons that were ruling in you and living in you, and they've now come out. You see the frog there. A frog represents stubbornness. A frog is terribly stubborn. You try and get it out of the house, out of the building, and it always comes back. Now, here it explains, it's also representing the love of money and greed. And in the Bible it says that the sin of stubbornness is like the sin of witchcraft. Maybe somebody speaks to you and you just go against what that person says, you deny it, you've got that spirit of the frog in you. And the pig represents drunkenness and that kind of life. Before I got converted, I ate 2 full plates in my meal. And I was even desirous of a third plate.
And
I didn't realize I had the spirit of a glutton within me. But that was what it was. I was a glutton. And you get people that come and they say, they just dish up more. They just want more and more. They've got a spirit of a glutton. And then you see the peacock. That's the spirit of arrogance and pride and immorality. And you know, Reverend Stegan would often say, if a person allows pride into their life, the thing that goes together with it is immorality and lust. And when we were striving for the Holy Spirit, to receive the Holy Spirit, we would confess our sin like this. I've got the demon of anger. I've got the demon of stubbornness. And that those demons should come out.
Manje lana nayibona ke ingwe, ingwe isilane sinonya kakhulu simeli inzondo nolaka nenhliziyo embi.
And you see the leopard there, which stands for anger and violence and being that kind of a person.
Umunje unolaka okwazi ukuthi wena sekhona lesa silwane enhlizweni.
So if you get angry, realize that animal is still in you.
Sekhona nenhliziyo embi, umuntu onolaka uhlale nenhliziyo embi, ethukuthele nje ungazi umbona umuntu efutheka nje kusene uthukuthele nje akafuna ukukhulumisa sathi thina ukuba kwakuthiwa ngesiZulu ukuba basiqingatha.
And you see that person, they've just got a dark and a hard and a bitter heart. They're angry even in the morning when they get up. They don't want to speak to anybody. They're just full of anger.
And
the snake represents lies. If you're a child of God, you say you're a child of God, but you still speak untruths. You speak lies. You've got the spirit of the snake in you. And the goat stands for immorality.
And
that's why when you want to be baptized with water or baptized with the Holy Spirit, then you need to go for prayer that these animals would go out of you, because you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. He cannot come in if any of these animals are still in you.
So if
you're stubborn and you don't want your parents to tell you anything, or you get angry and upset if they tell something to you, then realize you've got the spirit of the frog stubbornness and you've got the spirit of that leopard, which is anger.
And
you still see on this picture that tortoise over there, which stands for laziness and being slothful.
Wow, when so no villa, tando sebenza, kubusa lesi sono lesi, so futunga parat.
If you don't want to work, you're lazy, you're slothful, then that spirit of the tortoise is ruling in you.
Aw funuk fundi paipe, la funuk tandas, no villa, young kinton jeguena, usabusa lona, galentinga kapumga, ikas, the gaches, funuk sindisa, jobona loco gumfan, nine englosi funungan, gufimbelezi luaning a parat.
And you don't want to read your Bible. You don't want to pray. Everything is just too difficult. Everything is too much for you. It's a spirit of the tortoise. And you see the blood of Jesus wants to do its work. And the angel comes. But they are prevented by those things inside. And look at this now. God's word penetrating. And God's word also tells us when the Holy Spirit comes, then he will convict us of all these things. And all those things are starting to leave this person's life.
And now
you see, yes, they are running away, but they're not completely out yet. It's when a person maybe says, you know, they got converted, but it's not so clear. Yes, the face is starting to change, but some of those things still remain.
Now
maybe you said, oh, the previous picture was a black person. this is a white person. Some say, no, why do you show a black person with all these bad things in the heart? Well, this is a white person. He's also got bad things in his heart.
Bukani-ke manje nake uJesu sengaphakathi enhlizweni sekukhona ukuthanda inkonzo nanti isonto lapha asasho ukuthi awu sokuseven senkonzweni awu ayi mina nje bandla ngisazohamba ngohlanza ingubo zami hayi mina futhi angiphilile nje kahle hawi ayikho inkonzo ngaphakathi enhlizweni.
Now you see the person has got converted and now the person loves to go to the service, not like somebody who says, oh, it's 7 o'clock, why must I go to church again?
Bukani-ke nje ukuthi lo muntu semuhle kangakanani noma uhlangana naye uyabona ukuthi hayi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu lo noma ecula noma esekwayeni uyabona nje lo muntu hayi uyayiphila lento ayenzayo.
Now you see how the person has changed. He's been transformed. And when you meet up with a person, whether they sing, they speak, whatever they do, you can see their life has been transformed. Oh, how beautiful, how glorious. You see, he's a child of God now. Now, do you see even this black person, what he looks like and how it is in his heart? It's so wonderful. Why? The blood of Jesus has done its work.
Now,
and so now you see the cross is central in his heart and life, and he wants to live for the Lord and serve him. That's what it is when a person turns to Christ.
Now
it's so wonderful. There's a church inside of his heart. He reads the Bible. He wants to serve his Lord. He wants to follow him. That's what his life is all about. But there is Satan lurking with all his demons, and they are ready to come back. Now, let's read what happens and what it's like when these demons then do come back. We'll read from Luke chapter 11. And chapter 24. Luke 11:24. And what it's like, how things go when we serve the Lord.
Uyadabula izindawo ezomileyo ufuna ukuphumula engakufumani uthi ngizakubuyela endlini yami engaphuma kuyo.
When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none, it says, I will return to my house from which I came.
Uyabona maso sindisiwe uSathane namadimoni akhe uyafuna ukungena futhi enhlizweni ukuze futhi ahlale ngoba uphume nje ubengakathandi.
You see, when you've got converted, Satan and all his demons, they want to come back, because when they left, they didn't leave willingly. It's not because they wanted to go.
Kuthwakela nxa umoya ongcolileyo kumuntu edabula izindawo ezomileyo ufuna ukuphumula engakufumani uthi ngiziyakubuyela endlini yami engaphuma kuyo. Kuverse 25, uyakufika-ke ayifumane ishanele ihlolisiwe khona abesehamba asithathele abanye abasikhombisa ababi kunaye bengene bahlale lapho ukugcina kwalowo muntu kube kubi kunaqala.
When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and finding none, it says, I'll return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first.
Umuntu athi hawu, usibanibani ngiyamazwi yakhona, ngiyamazwi uthi unje, hawu uma esengenwa madimoni, wangenwa usathane, kuba kubi kunaqala.
And the person says, well, I know that person, they're a child of God, but when those evil spirits come back into that person's life, it's worse than before.
How kohle nje uthi nakho ngishinthe lo muntu nakhe guquka bo eba njengonwabo yini abe nje sekubuye wonaka imoya emibi abe sizizono engenziwa nabantu abangakholwa.
And you say, how can the person change so quickly like a chameleon changing its colors? Well, that person has allowed those evil spirits to come back, and now he's doing things that are worse than before, not even done by unconverted people.
And you
maybe even ask of somebody, you say that person preached the gospel, or maybe children are asking, how come that person is now like that? Well, they've allowed that evil spirit to come back, and he's taken seven worse and brought them back as well.
Yeah, the seven worse. Ngesingisi kube ngesizulu kuthiwa kuba kubi kunaqala. Siyamazi umzalwane wethu benginje. Usibanani unani bebuzane ngawe. Sekubuyele emoya emibi. Hawu, engani wawuthola umoya engcwele. Suphumile. Sekubusa ke usathane ngaphandle. Sekubuye zonke lezilwane. Yikho esinje.
And people marvel, and they say, but we know that person, they're a believer, they preach. How come it's now like that? They don't understand it. Well, you see, that person's state is worse than before. He allowed those evil spirits to come back, and it took seven others worse than itself with him.
We are born among Fundingati, Galuka 12, verse 2. Ekuthi akukho okufihliyo ongayikwambula. Hayi, siyambona uNkulunkulu uyasebenza phakathi kwethu.
And there in Luke 12 verse 2 it says, there's nothing hidden or covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. And that is what we see God doing in our midst. He's exposing those hidden things. There in your room, you speak alone, maybe with your wife, maybe somebody else, and you think nobody knows about it. It will be revealed. It will be exposed. Maybe even at your death.
Kaningi umuntu uma umtshela ukuthi wena unedemon lobulwane.
And you maybe tell a person, you know, you've got the spirit and the demon of animalism. Of an animal, and then a person gets so angry and upset, and they say, I've got Jesus in me.
Ubulwane lokhu ukuthi wena ukhanukela umfo wenu uyintombazana noma umfana uzube namaphupho na ubulwane ke lo.
Well, if you as a boy, you maybe even lust after your sister, or as a girl after your brother, that's none other than the spirit of an animal.
And you've
got to cry out to God that the Lord will deliver you, like you heard the choir singing, I too have been delivered.
You've got to
be delivered from the power of Satan and from that bondage of evil spirits upon you.
Elinyi satanis lati wesibanban njengamanje sengilivalile ibandla kusukuvuma noyethi zona.
A certain Satanist said, you know what? I have now closed up this church because nobody will confess their sin.
Latshele elinyi satanis athi uzobona ke abaphuma la enkonzweni ngeke uvume noyethu.
And the one Satanist told the other one, he said, just watch the congregation. None of them will confess their sin. I've put a stop to it.
Ngoba bathi mase bevumisa nozabo bathi bafika inkonzi ngakangeni bahambele ibhenji ngamabhenji ngamabhenji ihlalo ngehlale bekhuluma bekhuluma bese beze befika ngishe pulpiti awu bese ke fezekake.
Because these Satanists, they come into a church even before anybody else has arrived. They walk through the pews and they do their mutterings and their praying. They even go to the very pulpit and they cast their spell upon that so that that which they say will be true.
Ayithathi inkonzo kwendawo ngabuza ukuthi siqedile inkonzo akekho abalungisile yini.
And I took a service at one place and after I'd finished I said, now I've finished the message, why is nobody coming for counseling? Because I know at this church you'd always be diligent to counsel.
But
and then it came out, just like it said, there's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. That one Satanist had told the other, I'll put a stop to their counseling. You see, none of them will counsel.
Because
the evil spirit will come. He'll harden your heart like concrete. And then you feel not, oh, I'm so hungry. I wish the service comes to an end that I can go and eat. Oh, I'm in a hurry to go there. I don't want to speak to my counselor. I'm not going to reveal this. That's the evil spirit working within you.
Da puma long ibandla lingavumile ngalolo suku. Sengiyabuza kwakudalwa yini wayesesho lo muntu uthi lakhulumi Satanist lathi uzobona ke namhlanje. Ngeke kuphume nawe yethu ngibavalithi bangavumi izono zabo.
And so the service came to an end. They all left with not one coming for counseling. And then it came out that the one Satanist had said, I'll do something, I'll put a stop to their counseling. None of them will counsel.
And
that's how it will be if a person isn't strong in the Lord and in His Spirit, then these evil spirits will take a grip of them. Now, as I showed you these animals and these evil spirits, let's listen to what the Lord Jesus Himself said there in Mark chapter 7, verse 20.
Kuthiwa wayesethi, okuphumayo kumuntu, yilokho okumngcolisa umuntu.
And He said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him.
Ngokuba okuphakathi enhliziyweni yabantu, kuphuma imicabango emibi, nobufebe, nokweba, nokubulala, nokuphinga, nokufisa, nokushinga, nenkohliso, nokungabi namahloni, neso elibi, nokuhlambalaza, nokuzindla, nobuwula.
From within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. These are the things that when they're in your heart, that defile you. And He says, what comes out of your mouth, you maybe just answer a person back, and what you've already said there has defiled you.
izwi elingcolisa inhliziyo sokukhona nemicabango emibi ekhona la ngaphakathi kuyayingcolisa kuJesu ukuthi kuyayingcolisa nje inhliziyo nje ukuba nemicabango emibi
and foolishness and not being wise and what comes out of you those sexual thoughts that immorality all of that it defiles you
Verse 23 kuthi zonke lezo zinto ezimbi zivela ngaphakathi zimngcolise umuntu
And verse 23 all these evil things come from within and they defile a person
Eyakhe inhliziyo injani ayingcolile yini ayinazo lezi zinto na
What is your heart like is it not defiled does it not have any of these things in it
Ayingcolile inhliziyo yakho na ngoba ukuphuma ngomlomo uthi ukhuluma nje uthi aha usibani bani uyisilimo nje nje uzothukuthuka inhlamba umntwana kaNkuluNkulu singcolileke inhliziyo
What comes out of your mouth when you just say ach to a person that person is a fool he's so stupid by that you are defiled
Lelozi kufaneleke sikilibuke na kuMatthew ukuthi uMatthew yena uthini
So that similar a parallel passage We find in Matthew
uMatthew isahluko seshumi nambili
Matthew 12
kuvesi lama verse
20
Verse 20 Ake sizindaba la ukuthi ivesi leshumi nambili ukuthi uvesi leshumi I don't know, Matthew 12, verse 20. Kuthiwani kuverse 20. Hayi kushuthi ngifunde kwenda. Kuthiwa ke la kuverse kuMatthew 12, verse 43. Verse 43, your turn.
Matthew 12, verse 43.
43. Verse 43. I guess it ukuzwe luthi uMatthew nayo ngoJesu ukhuluma uthini na ku verse 43 Matthew 20 verse 43 lemashuma amane nantathu uthi nxa umoya ongcolileyo esephumile kumuntu uyadabula izindawo ezingenamanzi efuna ukuphumula angakufumani yabona umoya amademoni izona uma esephumile kumuntu Ziyafuna futhi ngathi singabuyela kulomzimba lo. Ziyafuna uSathana ngathi angabuye, akajabule ngawo ukuthi usumntwana kaNkulu uyekholwa, uyafuna ukubuya.
And you see that is what Jesus said, if that unclean spirit has gone out, it will return after does it find rest and it will say I'll return to my house and I'll find it empty and then he brings other evil spirits worse than himself. And they enter that person.
Verse 44, ukuthiwa khona uthi ngizakubuyela endlini yami engaphuma kuyo. Esefikile ayifuni izi shaneliwe ihlotshisiwe abesihamba ke abuye nabanye omoya abayisikhombisa ababi kunaye. Bangene bahlale khona ukuthi ugcina kwalowo muntu kuba kubi kunaqala kuyaba njalo nakulesi sizukulwane esibi.
And verse 44, then it says, I'll return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first.
Now, mazika Jesu kuthi ayasixwayisa lenkonzo yethu eyokuxwayisa njengabantwana baNkulunkulu sifanele siphile impilo enjani.
So Jesus warns us. This is a message of warning to us how we ought to live.
Kuthiwa impela kulesi sizwe kuthiwa kuyakuba njalo kulesi sizukulwane esibi. Angazi ukuthi wena ukusiphi sizukulwane noma kulesi sizukulwane esimbi.
And then he says, he ends with these words, so also will it be with this evil generation. I don't know. Are you part of this evil generation.
Abona uSathana kaphumule ngathi njengoba singabantwana baNkuluNkulu uyimoya eyaphuma kithi iyazulazula ufuna ingena ngaphakathi enhlizweni zethu.
You see Satan doesn't have any rest concerning us. He doesn't sit on his laurels. No, he's busy with these evil spirits. They are seeking entrance into your life.
Awuphawuleke nawe ukuthi namanje ayikangeni le moya emibi empilweni yakho.
Now look at your life. Haven't any of these evil spirits found entrance into your life?
Ngoba mayisingenile abantu bakuphawula ukuthi ubungenjena. Manje usuwe enyinto sokukubi kunaqala.
Because if they have, people will notice in your life, you're no longer like you used to be. You are now worse than what you were at first. Can you testify, I was bound, but Jesus set me free? We experience that, Jesus coming and setting us free and breaking those chains of sin.
When we are going to kululeka, say look what we are catching, cause God to manje shamba wa kululeki.
Do you experience that liberty and freedom since you've chosen the Lord? Maybe till now you don't.
Shamba na mapupama because we believe that we are going to.
Maybe you've got evil dreams, but you call yourself a child of God.
All
these animals are still there in your heart. Go and ask for prayer that you will be delivered from those evil spirits. And you know, when you start dreaming that you are flying, if you are flying in your dreams, they know that you have join Satan. Jesus is no longer in your heart. There are now evil spirits ruling. And as a young man or a young woman, you'll find you won't show respect. You'll be cheeky. Those evil spirits are ruling in your life. And this word, it really shocks one. The last state of that person is worse than the first. And maybe those who live in the community or there where you are, maybe they've noticed you are no longer what you used to be as a believer. And then eventually you'll go back to your drink, you'll go back to alcohol and all those things, and you'll be worse than before. You know, today, if you remind somebody of something, they'll say, well, I don't remember it anymore. Knowingly. And Satan says to him, just answer and say, I don't remember. That sin of lying, that rules. And that sin of anger, that rules in a person's
life.
So you saw all those animals. Which of those animals are in your life? And something happened just soon after we came here to the Kwasizabantu mission, this site where we are now. A witch doctor came, and then he was prayed for, or he confessed his sin. But there were some of the sins which he held back. And then after some time, God exposed him.
And
then it came to the point where he was pressured so much that he just started saying it out and shouting it out. And then Reverend Siegerman said, close the doors. And his wife said, close the doors. The children mustn't hear this, because he was even saying about people that he had murdered and other wicked things.
Asazi makufika usuku lakho lokufa ukuthi kuzwakalani usuthu. Mhlawumbe sothi usobe usuthi hhayi angifunwa na Jesu, ngifuna nangu Satan. Kuthiwa hawu baba noma indodakazi yami ithe mayisifa yathi ifuna uSatan. Bedabuka abantu. So useyakudalula ngoba uyikhulumela wena.
And maybe on your deathbed, what are you going to expose and shout out? Maybe you say, well, I don't want Jesus, I want Satan. Some parents and I said, oh, our daughter, on her deathbed, she said, I don't want Jesus, I want Satan. And you're saying it out of yourself and other people hear it.
Now, as
Mrs. Schneider also once brought a white lady.
Manje wathi umama lo wakwa Schneider lo mama lo akafuni ukuthi Jesu Kristu.
And Mrs. Schneider said, this lady doesn't want to say and utter the words Jesus Christ.
Ngoba laba bakhonza ka Satane uma umbona ukuthi lo muntu ukhonza uSathane usukhuluma naye uma uthi awuthi Jesu Kristu uvela tha anikeni ikhanda athi angikwazi ukusho lokho.
Those who have the ministry of dealing with these people involved in Satanism and occult bondage, they notice it in a person and then they say to that person, say Jesus Christ, and that person will shake their head. They can't utter those words.
Khona lapho sathi ngegama lenkosi uJesu Kristu, qalekisa lo moya nawo lo mama.
And then we said, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may this evil spirit and this woman be cursed.
Basha city, amen.
When we said amen.
Basha city, awuthi Jesu Christu.
And then we said to her, now say Jesus Christ.
Ngono ngoba ukhona wahleka wathi Jesu Christu.
Now I'm so glad Mrs. Schneider is here and she can testify to that. That lady smiled, gave such a broad smile, and she said, Jesus Christ.
Omunye kwenyinda wathi nangu ngizomhumshela. Lo mama lo sathi njalo umhlobo. Lo mama lo khonkotha njengenja. Ho 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 bamuze khonkotha.
And then another white lady, she barked like a dog.
Awu khona lapho kwanqamuka. Uyindoda ibisithi izomdivorce imlahle noma imise kwe ayelo hlala la kuhlala khona abantu.
But through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, she was delivered, she was set free, it stopped. Her husband, he was right up. He didn't know what to do anymore. He said, maybe I have to divorce her, maybe I've got to take her to an institution. But through the power of Christ, she was set free.
Kanti uzobe avula isikhala. Wangena uSathane wazakala manje sekhala njengekati zathuka ingane zathi ho nangu manje nyawu nyawu nyalakhala ikati la emlonyeni wakhe.
But then she opened a gap and then the spirit came back, but now she cried and made a noise of a cat, and the children were amazed. Now why is she making that noise? It was coming out of her mouth.
Wasizakala kwabakuhle. But
she was helped from that as well. She was delivered and healed.
Yabona-ke leli demon lenja silibonile selikhonkotha ngaphakathi.
You see, that demon of the dog was barking within her.
Kusho ukuthi kodwa uma esethandaziswa wakhululwa.
But when she was prayed for, she was delivered.
Nawe khonza inkosi wazi ukuthi ukhululiwe emaketakweni kaSathane.
And you too, serve the Lord, being in the knowledge that you have been set free through the power of Christ.
Akulula nje ngithi hawe ibandla ke lelishoni lelicolo ukuthi nami sengikhululiwe, nami sengikhululiwe, kanti khona abantu abasaboshiwe emaketangeni kaSathane nasemoyeni emibi njengoba sabantu besabusha inkani nobuvila.
Now, I don't feel free to say, let us sing the song I too have been set free. I've been delivered because maybe there are many here who are still in bondage through anger, lust, all those different sins. Brethren, we have a gospel which delivers us from sin. How long will you still remain in your sin, not being set free? Why don't you come that you may be set free?
The
person says, you know, when I want to sleep, then I see the horns of a cow. And that's those evil spirits and that occult bondage of which Mrs. Hlongwane spoke, where a person, when they want to sleep, they see these horns, they are attacked by these evil spirits, and they say, well, it's better if it's light, then at least I'm not troubled by it. No, expose your life. Bring it to the light. Go to your counselor and say, this is what I'm troubled about. Because it will return sevenfold.
What ma konwe ibulele lelo timoni algene tunin liazula lifuna ukthola omunye umndeni.
Dr. Koch told us as co-workers when he visited here at the mission, he said if somebody commits suicide, that evil spirit in that person doesn't go into the tomb with that person. That evil spirit roams around and it looks for another family where it can enter.
No ma koko babko babe zangoma uma wena usuqekisile sekubuye zonke lezilwane zongena obungoma.
And if maybe of your ancestors were involved in being sangomas or witch doctors and they pass away, those spirits, once you allow these animals and these other evil things to come back, that spirit of witchcraft will come upon you. And so come quickly for help and counseling before that happens, when people see you acting like something is wrong, shouting, screaming, because those evil spirits have come back and they're seven times worse. And then there are some that joined the Illuminati. The Illuminati.
Illuminati. Aw, makubusa lawo ke eliphezulu ke demon eliphezulu impela elidlula ama satanists.
And there are evil spirits there in the Illuminati. They are like princes amongst the demons. They are even worse than those who are in ancestral worship. Or in Satanism. If you join that, you're a father, mother, maybe a boy or a girl. What do you become? You become a homosexual. And now that spirit rules in you. So if that spirit comes into you, maybe even as a young person, go quickly for prayer that you may be helped. Because it will be seen in your life that you are doing disgraceful things. Shall we pray? Our God, help us that we may live for you. Lord, that your gospel may go forth through our lives. And Lord, even the one who is aware that they had received the Holy Spirit, but you've taken your Holy Spirit from them.
Lord,
And Lord, help us, those here in our midst, and maybe those listening in to the service, anyone who has not yet repented or got converted, may they repent through this service. Lord, that it may not be that the end state of that person is worse than before. Lord, we've heard that if a person once was saved and then he allows the devil to come back, he brings seven spirits and demons worse to come back. Lord, we've heard that when that which we utter, when it is evil and bad, that it defiles our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.